Connoisseurs make the same mistakes about wine ratings. Investors draw invalid conclusions from the historical performance of mutual funds. In sports, we have developed a culture in which, based on intuitive feelings of correlation, a team's success or failure is often attributed largely to the ability of the coach. As a result, when teams fail, the coach is often fired. Mathematical analysis of firings in all major sports, however, has shown that those firings had, on average, no effect on team performance. An analogous phenomenon occurs in the corporate world, where CEOs are thought to have superhuman power to make or break a company. Yet time and time again, at Kodak, Lucent, Xerox, and other companies, that power has proved illusory. In the 1990s, for instance, when he ran GE Capital Services under Jack Welch, Gary Wendt was thought of as one of the smartest businessmen in the country. Wendt parlayed that reputation into a $45 million bonus when he was hired to run the troubled finance company Conseco. Investors apparently agreed that with Wendt at the helm, Conseco's troubles were over. The company's stock tripled within a year. But 2 years after that, Wendt abruptly resigned. Conseco